The Lord is our help and our shield. These Wells Military Services devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for our military personnel and their families.
We consider the words of the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 25. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. The title of the devotion is Stay in Step. If there is one thing the branches of our armed forces do well, it is training people how to stay in step. This is drilled into recruits, then repeatedly reinforced. Some might think this is only done to look sharp in parades. However, instructors know there is much more to it. Staying in step with the rest not only demonstrates unity, but also fosters unity. Unity flows from singular leadership. Only one voice sets the cadence. Only one person determines the route. Only one sets the start and stop points. We can easily envision the chaos if each person decided when to start, when to turn, and how fast to march. The solution to chaos is clear. Stay in step. The same directive is issued to those who serve in the kingdom of God as part of the church militant. Jesus called out to those who would do battle against the forces of evil, follow me. We don't need to be able to see him to follow him. God the Holy Spirit is in perfect unity with God the Son and God the Father. Using the sacred written word, the Holy Spirit directs our steps in life to stay in unity with him, and thus with them. He will not lead us astray. In the words of King David, he guides me in the paths of righteousness. David knew where his march through life would end, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's in Psalm 23. Our path in life seems clear enough. We listen to the voice of the Savior God to lead us on. It seems easy enough. Except it isn't. It's a life and death battle. For there is another voice that calls out to us. This one wants us to march in a different direction, to a different destination. The promised prize is happiness and peace. It sounds so good. It is so tempting. It is so deadly. This is the voice of the one who wants only to lead us to pain, regret, and destruction. It is the disguised voice of our worst enemy. It is the voice of Satan, calling us onto the path that his rebellious angels followed him down. His path appeals to our sinful flesh, even though that path is littered with the pitfalls of immorality, hatred, jealousy, fits of rage, and the like. Follow his lead, stay in step with him, and our last breath will lead to the gate that says, "Abandon hope, all you who enter here." It is the gate to hell. By contrast, the path of the Holy Spirit is marked by wonderful things like joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and the like. The Holy Spirit brings all the good things that the death of Jesus won for us. King David was right. This is a path of righteousness. This leads to our forever home in heaven. We will stay in step with the Holy Spirit as we march forward from grace to glory, won't we? God grant it. We pray, God of grace and glory, keep calling out to us that we might clearly see the path we are to walk as citizens of your kingdom and heirs of your righteousness. Keep us on the path to glory. Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For additional devotions or to learn more about Wells Ministry to the Military, go to wells.net/military. Wherever the Lord leads you to serve Him, remember these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.